So let me add my welcome. I'm Jim Suchu. I'm 30 years at GE, and all of it dedicated to the front end of the energy business. You know, what you've heard from the team so far is about a business that has a broad portfolio of world-class technologies, industry-leading products, and value-added services. And we've been growing around the world with a pretty simple but robust model. It's all about, you know, building adjacencies within that strong base that we have in the developed markets, like wind and services. And then we take the opportunity to leverage our ability to be successful with our core businesses in the fast-growth markets all around the world. And then we build out the capacity and the capability to execute locally. And then we take that capacity and capability and globalize those adjacencies. And then it's sort of rinse and repeat. And we've been doing that for a very long time. And as you walk around the booth upstairs, you see all the examples of that capacity and capability, and you meet all the examples of that capacity and capability that we built out over the last decade. Then you can see that we've truly expanded not only our people, but our footprint all around the world, and we are positioned to continue to do that. When John showed you this chart, I know what you all said, what the heck do all these customers really have in common? So I'll tell you, they're not only energy intensive, and everybody in GE thinks that I'm only after the food and beverage industry to get to the wine, the beer, and the chips, which is only partially true. But the way I think about these industries are a little bit different. One thing is they're big, right? These are large industries. They have big capital and operational budgets, and they are growing, every one of them, faster than the base market. The other thing is that they really have similar challenges. If you talk to the CEOs of all these industries, they'll tell you their largest challenges around energy. It's the availability of energy. It's the efficiency of energy. They'll tell you they have challenges around water and water stewardship. And they'll tell you they have challenges around productivity because they have to be a low-cost producer to be successful. So they are very similar industries when you come to look at how GE's core portfolio of technologies and services can add value. The third thing that's similar is, I'm telling you, they're global. These industries are building out in the same emerging parts of the world where we're building out. And so they truly appreciate and value the footprint that the GE Energy business has. And the fourth thing that's very similar about all these industries is the new acquisitions add tremendous value. Just a quick example of that, just take Convertine and a steel mill, a greenfield steel mill. Convertine doubles our participation in a greenfield steel mill, just that one acquisition. And so if you take a look at these industries, they are a lot more similar than it may look like when you look at the chart. So we really love this space, and when we go talk to customers in these industries, it's immediate that they can see the value that the energy portfolio can bring. They are very process-related industries, right? So the only way you can add value is you have to get involved in the customer process. And I think you can appreciate how sensitive and complicated that is. It doesn't matter whether you're brewing beer or if you're making steel. You know, you have a process, and when somebody comes in and messes with that process, you have to have high quality, high technology, and high credibility on your ability to execute. So we're creating strategic alliances. So some of those you'll see in the press kit today, AB InBev, they have challenges where they're building breweries out in Asia, specifically China. They have a lot of challenges around water. You know, if you take a look at Foster Wheeler in Chile, there's a lot of mining investment going on in Chile. These mines are at the top of the mountain. So getting water up there, taking care of the water and the environmental sensitivity, a huge challenge to them. All the way through to people like Suncor, where, you know, you're looking at the oil sands. And so the thing about these industries is, again, you have to prove your ability to add value to these processes. So we talk about that in the form of pilots. So we're creating these strategic alliances so we can create pilot projects. And then through those pilot projects, we can show and demonstrate the value that we can bring. And when we think about the pilots, we really think of them in simple ways. We look for things where we can add real value to the customer. And obviously then with GE, we try to capture our fair share of that value. And we want them to be scalable. And these industries are very scalable, and these processes are very scalable. So what I'd like to do last is give you a couple examples of some of these pilots that we've been through already. So they're operating. These are real pilots that are in play. So Dubai Aluminum, the Dubai Aluminum Company. So aluminum is a very fast-growing industry. I think you all know that. And it's extremely energy intensive. And so if you're the Dubai Aluminum Company, you know you have to continue to be competitive with new smelters that are being built all over the world. And so what we were able to do here was to bring new technology into the gas turbines, automation into the electrical switchgear, and truly improve the efficiency and the economics of this smelter to keep them being competitive in a very, very tough but growing global market. Wuhan Steel Company, you know, 10 years ago, 15% of the world's steel was produced in China. Today, about 50% of the world's steel is produced in China. Same thing, the government is putting pressure on these steel mills to be competitive on a global basis. They're putting laws in place to drive the efficiencies of these mills. This is a deal that was negotiated directly with the CEO of Wuhan. What we did here is take blast furnace gas, so this is the off gas from the blast furnace process. It's a very low-quality fuel. That means it has very little BTU content. It doesn't have a lot of energy. But because of our great combustion technology and the engineers we have in Greenville about fuel flexibility, we were able to take the lowest quality fuel we've ever burned before in a gas turbine, and we're able to, because of our Nova Pignone acquisition, compress the fuel, burn it in the gas turbine, create energy and efficiency for the mill. And this is a big project. This was over $100 million of investment for this mill, and obviously we have an opportunity to take that now all around China. If you take a look at this, a North American mine, you know, in many developed parts of the world, the mines want to expand or even operate, but they have challenges from an environmental perspective. So this particular copper mine was actually curtailed. They could only operate 10 months out of the year. So by changing over their coal boilers into gas turbines, we were able to get them not only to be able to run 12 months out of the year, but now they have the ability to invest and expand underneath their existing environmental permits. This is happening all over the world for existing mines as they have to, again, expand to take advantage of the growing market, but also be competitive against new mines that are going in. And lastly, Grizzly Oil Sands. You know, Canada has a third of the country of resources with oil, but almost all of that oil is trapped in the oil sands. The only way to get it out, they use what they call SAGD. So this is steam, you know, blown into the ground and then comes out with an oily mixture that they separate the oil and the water. That water didn't used to be able to be treated, so there's a lot of focus in Canada. You can see it in the papers every day about these tailing ponds, which is this water that was allowed to evaporate. We are now cleaning up that water so it can be reused, and this is going to be something that not only will expand in Canada. Canada is investing to double the production of the oil sands over the next 10 to 15 years, but this will help us in the shale gas markets that Sam talked about, and we're also using similar technologies to deal with coal seam methane water, when you saw some of the announcements on that in Australia. So this is what I see as a tremendous ability for us to take this large business of technologies, products, and services.